Country Bob FM.
Bob Almanac, Jim rolling solo, but virtual Neil.
I'm ready, Jim.
Is here, and
I'm ready, Jim.
And he is ready, so
let's do it.
It's Monday, December 31st. It is the New Year's Eve edition of the Bob Almanac. It's been a couple of years since we've done a New Year's Eve edition of the Bob Almanac. 365th day of the year, of course. Last day of the year. Tomorrow, 2019, and a brand new almanac begins on January 2nd. You'll never have a December 25th or January 1st almanac. Almanac contractually gets to skip those holidays. Let's get you ready for some prizes. We're going to give away the armadillo tickets here as well, so be listening for something that might be a good question at the end of the hour. A pair of tickets, fabulous armadillos tonight, bringing in the new year at the Medina here tonight. 1695 on this date. Now, you think we get taxed a lot here in Minnesota, and yeah, we do have high taxes, but in Britain, they'll tax anything and everything. And 1695 on this day, you can see why less than 100 years later the colonists are starting to get fed up, because Britain imposed the window tax. Just not the sale of windows, but just for having windows. You got taxed for the number of windows you had in your home or maybe even your business. Many windows were then bricked up, and you can go to the old areas of Britain and London and some of the towns and see these windows that are bricked up. It's because of the window tax. Government thinking, well, can we make money on what does everyone have? Well, everyone has windows. I'm sure they've had a brain tax, and not everybody has a brain, though. 1841, Alabama becomes the first state to license dental surgeons. Before that, anybody and everybody could do a root canal. Somewhat dangerous. 1841, good move, Alabama. 1879, Thomas Alva Edison, as I like to call him. He's the Wizard of Menlo Park. He gave the first public demonstration. Now, he did it in private first because he didn't know. Maybe there's a chance that he turns the light on and everybody in the room is dissolved, disintegrated, evaporated into midair. He didn't know what was going to happen. So he did it in private. And then later on, he did it 1879, this day, where he gave his first public demonstration of incandescent lighting, 1879. 1904, the first ball drop, the first New Year's Eve celebration held at Times Square, which was at that time not called Times Square. It was called Long Acre Square, New York City. So they're celebrating the 114th celebration of Times Square, New Year's Eve. 1929, now this song. This is what New Year's Eve is all about. And Guy Lombardo, his Royal Canadians, played this song, Auld Lang Syne, as a New Year's Eve song for the first time. It had been a song, an old song, that goes back centuries, going back to old world Europe. But Guy Lombardo turned it into a New Year's Eve song. This date, 1929, of course, we say the rest is history. 1938, Dr. R.N. Harger introduced his drunkometer. The device was the first breath test for drivers. He had to work on that name, but the drunkometer, 1938. 46, President Truman talked to us.
I have issued a proclamation terminating the period of hostilities of World War II as of 12 o'clock noon, December 31st, 1946.
Yeah, that was Harry Truman, the president. Now, think of this. This was well more than a year after we dropped the bombs on Japan and Japan surrendered. He proclaimed the end of hostilities in World War II, this date, 1946. 1962, the match game.
From New York City, NBC TV presents the match game.
TV theme time.
This portion brought to you today
by, of course,
by
the famous Johnny Olson.
Decongestant bromoquinine. The medication that gives
some
you
quinine right now. Anyway, that was the match game. Debuted, you think of that as a 1970s game show, but it actually debuted with Gene Rayburn as the host, 1962. His microphone wasn't nearly as long as it was in the 70s. His microphone grew over time, and the format was different. They only had two celebrities, and it was two teams of three. One celebrity, two regular Joes. And it was a different, it didn't have the kind of innuendo that it did later on in the 70s. Not nearly as entertaining. But still, it was the basis of what we became to know and what we became to love, the match game NBC. Did anybody else recognize and identify the theme song there? Swinging Safari by Billy. Am I the only one who knows that? Gosh, I hope not. Swinging Safari by the great Billy Vaughn, used as the theme for the match game. 1967, speaking of a game.
Starr begins the count. Takes the snap. He's got the quarterback taken. He's into the touchdown. The Packers are out in front. 20-17.
It was the Ice Bowl, Lambeau Field this date. The Packers, well, it wasn't quite the Ice Bowl yesterday, and a different result. The Lions shut out the Packers, but on this date, 1967, 51 years ago, the Dallas Cowboys lost to the Packers, 21-17. Bart Starr with a quarterback sneak. The actual air temperature at game time was 15 below. The wind chill was 40 below. Well, it's still one of the coldest games ever in the history of the NFL. That was in 67 and 72 in the news.
Pittsburgh Pirates outfielder Roberto Clemente headed up relief efforts in his native Puerto Rico for victims of the Nicaraguan earthquake. Late last night, he was killed when a cargo plane that he was aboard crashed shortly after takeoff from San Juan.
One of the greats of all time, Pittsburgh Pirate and Hall of Famer Roberto Clemente. He was still playing. He was still in his playing career. He was 38 years old, obviously in the twilight of his career. But a plane crash in Puerto Rico, helping out hurricane victims. It was earthquake victims, excuse me. But victims in Puerto Rico. 1972 plane crash, and also 72 that same day.
See the year 1973 just flashing briefly. When it hits there, you can bet your bottom dollar it'll be pandemonium.
Dick Clark, for the first time, was part of the ball drop on ABC. Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve.
It is now 1973 as of now.
And it is. Congratulations, Dick Clark. Thank you. 1972. And Neil, would you look it up and see if it was an earthquake or hurricane that Roberto Clemente was helping out?
I'll look that up.
Okay. That was 72, Dick Clark. This was this date, 1984.
The seatbelt apparently wasn't clipped in properly, and it was the seatbelt that actually came across my chest and actually severed my arm.
So were you thrown out of the car?
Yeah, I left the car and landed in a field, and I think my arm was left in the car.
His arm was left in the car. Def Leppard drummer Rick Allen injured in a car accident. And again, his left arm had to be amputated. He rebuilt his, which was really cool, he rebuilt his drum kit so he could play it with one arm and a lot more using his legs and things. It was really tremendous. And Def Leppard had already established themselves, but they had a lot more hits yet to make. After this day, 1984 and 1985 in the news.
Ricky Nelson, the television teen idol of the 1950s, was killed with his girlfriend and five band members in the crash of a twin-engine plane en route to a New Year's Eve concert. Two men survived the crash in the woods of Northeast Texas, but were critically burned.
Those were the pilots that survived, and, you know, the initial reports were that they were freebasing cocaine. And that is still a rumor, but the NTSB came out and said it was a faulty heater. The cabin heater was faulty and started the fire on board. And Rick Nelson died at the age of 45 on this date, 1985, due to that plane crash. We're going to move on to birthdays now today. Anthony Hopkins is 81.
Allow me to set your mind at rest, my dear. I will be shooting short bits of film from various angles. Mm. Cut together, the montage will only suggest nudity, suggest violence. Nothing will actually be shown.
There he is as Hitchcock, wonderful method actor, and he won the Oscar for, of course, Silence of the Lambs. What else has he been in? So many other things. Thor, he is Thor's father. Of course, Hannibal, which was the follow-up to Silence of the Lambs. What was the one? Not a River Runs Through It, but it's The Legends of the Fall. It's another good one. Anthony Hopkins, 81 today. Another pretty good method actor. Guy played Gandhi.
I beg you to accept that there is no people on earth who would not prefer their own bad government to the good government of an alien power.
Ben Kingsley there as Gandhi. Ben Kingsley. Well, he had the hairdo for it, right? He already was bald, so it made it perfect that he would play Gandhi. I don't know if Telly Savalas at that point was ever considered. Ben Kingsley is 75 today. One of my favorite vocalists. It was too late. She's coming down. With a fantastic voice. Far too high. From the Guess Who. She couldn't fly. Martin hits this. Mama, it was too late. That's Burton Cummings. He's 71 today. Saw him at the Medina a year or two ago, and he sounded outstanding. And he also he does a pretty good Gordon Lightfoot impersonation. That's Gordon Lightfoot singing Maggie May, done by Burton Cummings. September and every day should be begging to It is spot on. Burton Cummings is 71 today. They were a match made in TV heaven.
I think I see what you're trying to do, Dr. Crane, and I just want you to know it worked.
B.B. Newirth, who was Lilith Sternan Crane, 60 today. Val Kilmer, he was one of the Batmans, Batman Forever, remember from Tombstone, also. He's 59 today. Rick Aguilera, former Twins, in fact, he's still number two on the all-time saves list for the Twins. We got him in the Frank Viola trade. Rick Aguilera, 57 today. Donald Trump Jr., you see him quite a bit. He's 41. This guy, Psy.
Open Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style. Neil, are you familiar with Psy and Gangnam Style?
I only watch Gunsmoke.
You know, Gunsmoke could use this song maybe in an episode or two. Festus could sing. He could do the dance. So that's singer and rapper Psy. He's from Korea, South Korea. He's 41 today. We're going to move on to the Gons But Not Forgottens. Again, we're doing the quiz coming up for those fabulous armadillo tickets. General George C. Marshall. He was the U.S. Army Chief of Staff during World War II. He became Secretary of State, and then he came up with the Marshall Plan that helped to rebuild. We sent aid to Europe to help rebuild them after World War II. Born in the state, 1880. John Denver. And I'm looking for space and a fire. Such a wonderful songwriter, singer, interpreter of song and lyrics. Here he's looking for space. He's heading Rocky Mountain High. So many fantastic songs. We will feature a John Denver song during the Almanac, or excuse me, during the upcoming Bobathon. 16 songs. We'll fit one in. John Denver, born on the state in 1943. He also died in a plane crash, an experimental plane that he was piloting. Sitting here eating my heart out, waiting for some lover to come. The Queen of Disco. This song cooks. It almost even makes me want to dance. And I hate dancing. I'm like the guys from the town in Footloose. Tapping my foot is, for me, is considered dancing. Donna Summer, we lost her too young. She would have been 70 today, born on this date 1948. And Neil, let's do it. They're all gone,
but not forgotten.
But not forgotten. We're going to do the quiz here for the fabulous armadillo tickets. They're at the Medina tonight. It's New Year's Eve. Should always be a fun time. I've rung in the New Year or two at the Medina going back. It was Boogie Wonderland, I think, was the last time that I was at the Medina. Tonight, it could be for you, fabulous armadillos. Would you like to win? Here is our Bob FM Almanac quiz question for you here today. And here's a good question. Obviously, I haven't come up with it yet. We're kind of making it up as we go. Doing it solo here, it's harder to... usually, I come up with the question while Neil is doing the...
They're all gone, but not forgotten.
So let's do this. Match Game debuted on this date 1962. Gene Rayburn was the guest. And I said the name of the song that was the theme. What was it? Give me either the artist or somewhere, something close to the actual title of the song, and you're going to go to the Medina here tonight for New Year's Eve revelry and the fabulous armadillo. 763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. What was the theme song, the instrumental music that was used for the match game theme, 1962. This could be a little tougher than we might normally want for a prize of this level, or it might not. We don't know. 1962. Give me a call right now. Let's start a Bobathon with Don Williams. It's coming up.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud.